Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so thankful that we have this time together. Never want to take the Word of God for granted, but just enjoy that God wants us to learn about Him, from Him, and that we have the Scriptures to do so. So I pray that you're blessed today as we study. And we want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to be with us and to guide us. And so let's do that right now. Heavenly Father, we do ask You to guide us in Your Word, to lead us in Your Word, to teach us Your Word by Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that our spirit would be aligned with Yours as we go through these teachings of the book of Philippians. Lord, it's been such a blessing to learn just what You have in mind for us. And so we want to learn more. Lord, we want to apply it to our lives. And our prayer is that You would be with us today by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that our ways will be pleasing to You. We bless You, Lord. We thank You for this time. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Unto God Be Glory. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 20. As Paul the Apostle commended the Philippian church members for attending to his needs by sending a gift, he told them that God would supply all their need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 20, Paul gives the credit and glory to the one to whom all glory should be given, where we read, Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. The verse begins, Now unto God and our Father. Paul gives two titles to the one he directs his attention toward at this point in the letter. First, he wrote, Unto God, which is the Greek word theos and means the Godhead, Trinity, God the Father, the first person in the Trinity, Christ, the second person of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity. And all three are spoken of as only the one and only true God. Secondly, Paul calls Him our Father, which is pater, or the originator or transmitter of anything, one who stands in a father's place and looks after another in a paternal way. It's a title of honor. Not only does God draw the Philippians' attention toward their Creator God, but also toward their Father in heaven. The verse continues, Be glory forever and ever. Amen. After declaring of whom he was going to write, Paul exalts him by saying, Be glory forever and ever. Amen. In other words, splendor, brightness, a most glorious condition, a most exalted state should be unto God and the Father. In other words, from aeon and aeon, or forever and evermore. Then, as though his declaration is not strong and pointed enough, Paul added, Amen, which means, so be it, so it is, and so let it be fulfilled. As we think about Paul's eruption of worship, which came from considering the Philippians' care for him and God's care for the Philippians, we too might be inspired to give all glory to God. If we allow ourselves to recall all the times the Lord Jesus has supplied our needs, cared for our afflictions, paid attention to our pain and suffering, we too will be inclined to burst forth in praise and worship unto God and our Father. So many people attribute their needs being met by their own efforts and struggling. However, it is ultimately the Lord who furnishes the table sufficient for us. When we rely upon Him for our every need, we will be inspired to give Him credit and glory for all the great things He has done. May the Lord help us realize just how involved our Heavenly Father is in our lives. And when we do, may God be, our glory be to God, be upon our hearts and lips as we live before Him in this world. Glory be to God. Next time, Paul begins to give his final salutations to the Philippians. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.